Hey everybody, my name is Jacob and today's webinar is going to be about your business not being a stock photo. These are the five best practices for customers to swipe right on your inventory just like a dating profile. So let's get into it. So the first thing that we need to know is that shoppers are browsing your inventory the same way that somebody would be looking for a date on one of these dating sites or dating apps. Each vehicle needs their own personnel profile. They need some information about it. They need things like their age, their area, things that they like, pros and cons. So that's what we're going to get into to kind of draw the parallel between your inventory to buyers the same way that you would present yourself to a potential date. So today's webinar, it is video recorded. Check us out on YouTube for the live event. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you very much. I'll try to do my best with explaining these things audibly, but definitely go check out the visual. So on this webinar, we've got a couple profiles up on the screen here. The left side is going to be James. James made his Tinder profile, but it's not the greatest, right? He doesn't have a profile photo. He doesn't have a picture at all, really. It's just kind of an outline of a default. It does say that he's 40 years old, so I guess his age is up there. And it says that he went to the University of Memphis, but not really anything else to really count on, right? This is something that if a potential date would be looking at James's profile, they would probably just move right on past it or swipe left, as they say. Adversely enough, or coincidentally enough, it kind of works the same with power sports and the inventory listings that dealers put online. I've also got a 2020 used Can-Am Ryker Rally Edition. Now, what we're looking at here on the screen is just a stock photo, right? It's a white background and it does have a picture of the Ryker, but it's the default from the website provider. It does not have a price. It does not have any mileage. This is a used bike. And no description and no color. And it really leaves not a whole lot to the imagination or somebody to really take the next step and raise their hand and say, hey, dealership, I would like to know more about this vehicle listing that you have online. So let's talk about some good examples, right? And this is just a Google search about the best Tinder profiles that are out there. We've got Peter and Anika who are on the left side. And these are great, right? They've got very nice, colorful photos. Peter's got his dog in the frame. Anika's got a great smile with an outside, lots of lighting on their face, very bright. It says their age. It says their pros and their cons. And really, these are great profiles that if a potential person was out there looking for a date for either one of these, they definitely would take a moment to stop and read because the presentation, the first impression is definitely put forth. Now we've got on the right side of the screen here, Nathan and Brett, that they went with the funny route and that sometimes works as well. But when you look at it, you kind of give a little chuckle and say, huh, that's funny. And then you can kind of, make your decision on there. But Nathan has a duck head on, a sombrero, a taco costume, while Brett is photoshopped himself into a fire breathing unicorn. And he's riding it with his cat friend who looks like a ninja holding a golden gun. Now, again, those aren't serious, but they're funny, right? And the point about bringing this up is that whether you go with Peter and Anika on the left or Nathan and Brett on the right, is that these people put effort into the listing themselves to get the highest amount of swipes or engagements. Because that's what we're talking about here is who's engaging with their profiles or their VDPs, if we want to call it something like our business here, into taking the next step. And that's to contact them, right? So let's talk about that in motorcycle listing terms. On the left side, we've got a beautiful 2018 Ducati Scrambler Icon. Okay. Now, this particular motorcycle, you can tell right at the top, it's got 25 pictures, which is great. I'm going to talk about how many pictures we should get a little bit later on in this, but they've got 25 just on this one bike. It's set against a neutral background, which is just a wall. It looks like it's been painted. It could have been photoshopped, but they've got their logo in there, turn two, Now, if we look down the listing itself, they've got the price, they've got the mileage on there, they've got the color, and I'll talk about how that color plays into it next. And they've got a wonderful description. Check this out. 2018 Ducati Scrambler Icon in the attention-getting yellow color scheme, smartly upgraded with Moto Demic Evo LED headlamp, heated hand grips, frame and axle sliders, and a luggage rack, fresh chain sprockets, and brand new tires. Just got its 15K mile service, so it's good to go for another 7,500 miles. Used bikes do not have warranty, but coverage can be purchased for additional cost. Wow. That one paragraph right there has me entrenched into this and going, wow, I'm interested, man. If I was looking at a Ducati Scrambler or I was on the fence about which kind of bike and this one happened to land in front of me, this is a very well put together inventory listing. Now let's also look at the Harley that's on the right side of the screen. We've got a 2007 Harley FLHX Street Glide. These are from our friends over at Rattlesnake Mountain Harley. And the first thing that pops out is the banner at the top of this photo listing, right? This dealership likes to put banners with their dealership logo, their address, and their website just for, you know, some branding reasons. Same reason with the Ducati Scrambler with it in the background or photoshopped later on. But both of these bikes are wonderful. Both are from fender to fender, full frame, pipe side out, meaning the right side of the bike. And they're just beautiful profile images. Now, this bike also has a lot of pictures, 12 images, which is about the standard, right? That's perfect. It's got the price on there, which is an odd price, right? 11,084. Most times used bikes end in 99 or 95 or 90, but this thing is exactly $11,084, 084. It's got the mileage on there. It's got the color black, and it's got this wonderful description as well. It says, "Hello, darlings. Today I have a remarkable find for all you motorcycle enthusiasts out there. Feast your eyes on this exquisite pre-owned 2007 Harley-Davidson FLHX Street Glide." And it just kind of goes on to a little bit that we got cut off on the screen here, but both of these inventory listings are fantastic, right? They have all the key elements. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today, is that will your customers swipe right and take the next step, fill out the form, engage with the chat tool, and make a phone call? Or will they swipe left and go on to the next dealer that has the next inventory? Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Moto Hunt Premium. Moto Hunt Premium empowers power sports dealers with data and technology to give the best possible market advantage on every vehicle at your dealership. Moto Hunt Premium offers a suite of features such as real-time market analysis, inventory management, and up-to-date pricing guides like JD Power and NPA. Dealers love to leverage the platform to identify potential inventory risks and potential issues with your online listings. And it also helps to execute make and model strategies, enabling dealers to help move inventory faster and make more profit. To start leveraging our technology at your dealership, go to motohuntpremium.com. That's motohuntpremium.com to learn more and request a free inventory audit for your dealership today. Let's talk about the five best practices, right? This is best practice number one: color matters. Now, the reason why this is number one is because it's often overlooked. 63% of shoppers made color their number one priority. And this is a source from a Cobalt study, a very reputable company in the automotive space. They've also got some dealings in the power sports, but in vehicle sales, 63% of shoppers make color their number one priority. So the first couple things that you want to consider is make sure it matches the picture, obviously. Right? Sometimes you'll have a picture of a bluish, vehicle, but it says green in the listing because it's got some kind of weird, bluish greenish hint to it in the color. Right? So just make sure that it matches, right? You don't want to have a black Harley and it says red in the description. You just don't look very well put together if you've got not the right picture name in there. And with that, you want to try to use factory color names, right? There's a lot of great and sometimes humorous color names that are out there. Solar yellow, vivid black. There's just so many of them, right? But try to use whatever the factory named it at that time. Try to use that same color, because it just helps to spice it up. There's a reason why the OEM or manufacturers take the time to come up with a fancy or, you know, just odd named color rather than just red. You know, it's sunfire red or crazy, you know, go mango green, right? Plum crazy purple, whatever, right? Those are some Mopar ones for you Dodge friend fanatics out there. But there's a reason why they come up with those names. So let's use those, right? They're fun, right? And the second thing is be consistent, okay? So if you're going to be using these factory color names, make sure that you're just being consistent and doing it with all of them as much as you can, new and used. So let's go to best practice number two, the looks count, right? Again, the whole model of this presentation is to compare it to a dating profile, right? You're putting yourself out there, just like you're putting your inventory out there, and you're trying to get as many people to engage with it as possible. So what's the biggest thing that is going to get the best engagement? Well, it's going to be pictures. Pictures, pictures, pictures. Now, 70% of shoppers do not click on a VDP or, you know, a single detail view page from a search page if they have stock photos. Now, there are some exceptions. I can hear you guys yelling at me, I've gotten leads from my stock photo listings. Well, yes, it does happen sometimes, especially if it's a rare bike or it's the only one in, you know, that area, or it just happens to be, you know, whatever situation you want to insert, right? But mostly speaking, a majority of the time, shoppers will not click on units that only have stock photos. And that's just the facts. So when you're looking at framing your vehicle, you want to make sure, number one, that you frame the entire vehicle from fender to fender. Now, we always recommend that you do the profile picture, which is the first picture you take or the first picture that you post on your listing. We call it the pipe side out. So if you're sitting on the motorcycle, it's going to be the right side or the exhaust side, the pipe side, whereas the left side is more or less the chain side, the belt side, the drive side. There's a lot of different terms for it, but right and left as you're sitting on it. So take a full frame photo, just like we saw in the two inventory examples that I said were pretty good. And make sure you get the whole frame in there, right? From tip to tip. Some dealers I see will have some type of logo or painting on the wall in the background. And although that's wonderful, they're trying, or here's another example, is that they park the motorcycle in front of the dealership building because they want to get the building in the background. The problem with that, guys, is that when you try to fit an entire building into the frame of a profile picture for one bike, it makes the motorcycle eensy weensy tiny bit, and it's hard to see. I would like to just remind everybody that you're not selling real estate here. You don't need to fully show off the building in that first photo. You're selling a motorcycle, and let's make sure we make it all about that motorcycle. Okay, so number three on that same topic is let's get a bunch of pictures. 12 to 15 is what we recommend. Now, some people have some different opinions about this, but what has always worked for us in terms of the numbers, in terms of what is efficient enough to take a picture of a motorcycle, put enough up there that runs across side-by-sides, ATVs, watercraft, and motorcycles is about 10 to 12. Now, how do we break that down? Well, we want to take about 8 to 10 of the full exterior of the vehicle, the motorcycle, the side-by-side, meaning full frame from different angles. You've got your pipe side out. You've got your rear three-quarter. You've got your rear. You've got your other three-quarter. You've got your chain side or belt side or left side. You've got that side three-quarter. You've got front. So, I mean, there's several right there, right? Then you want to take close-ups of the hand grips. If it's used, get a picture of the mileage with the key on. So, I mean, 12 to 15 get used up pretty quickly, and that should get the job done for most of your inventory. So if you try to always just remember to get 12 to 15 on every piece of inventory, you're doing great. The fourth thing is going to be, don't just take pictures just to take pictures, right? Let's take the extra step on pulling it out of the line of inventory, because that's how most dealers do it, right? You have a line of beautiful motorcycles. You shine them up every day. You take out that polish and you're wiping them down, getting the dust off of them so that there are no fingerprints or any of that stuff, right? But oftentimes I see a lot of these motorcycles, they're pulled halfway out into the walking aisle and you see just a bunch of other stuff behind it, right? Remember, you're trying to focus on this one piece of inventory and making an experience for that buyer to look at that one and only vehicle. Of course, you can let them know that you've got 100 other pieces of inventory in stock or 1,000, whatever size dealer you are, but let's make it just about that motorcycle for this one inventory listing. Pull the bike to a segregated area. You can do a blank wall. You can do a garage door. I've seen some pretty decent ones even outside on a neutral wall if you don't have the space inside your dealership. The point is here, guys, is let's just make the effort to pull it around somewhere neutral. Take 12 to 15 pictures, frame it, the whole vehicle with the pipe side out. Okay. That was kind of a lot, but that's best practice number two. Moving on to best practice number three, state your price, right? How much is this going to cost the customer? Now, I know there's a lot of argument about this, but everything has a price tag. And you as a consumer ask yourself, would you ever buy anything if you didn't know the price? Or would you take the next step if you didn't know the price? It's just a little bit of a pet peeve in the industry right now, especially with some consumers being surveyed, that number one, pricing is a big consideration to even take the next step. Is it too much? Is it too little? That is something that only the customer can answer, right? You should not be answering that. Let's just put a price on it. Let's let them decide if the market has the right price on it. Okay. Number two, don't hide your price or make them work for it. Oftentimes I see that when dealers don't list their price, they'll list some type of text in that box instead that says, call for best price, click for best price, come in for best price, right? Don't make them work to get a price on it. That's what you're telling the customer to do is go shop somewhere else. Go look at other vehicles somewhere else. Go find a motorcycle that's priced somewhere else, right? And while we're talking about pricing, the number three the third statement on this third best practice here is use standardized values or a market report, right? Moto Hunt has some of the best inventory intelligence for power sports. It'll tell you exactly where your bike sits competitive wise in your certain marketing area or your DMA, right? It can tell you how many bikes like yours are in that area, what they're priced at, what the average is, the highs and the lows. It'll tell you some alternatives to it or similarly equipped or segmented vehicles. So let's use some actual market intelligence rather than just a book value guide and just your gut. And let's actually put some competitive pricing on this bike, period, right? And then, the fourth thing about this is, what about the promotions? Are there any rebates? Obviously, that's for new. Rebates are starting to make a comeback now. Any finance specials? Can we include that in the description? Can we discount the bike if there's a national available rebate on it? Makes it look a little bit juicier, a little bit more attractive. And so that's it on the pricing, right? Best practice number four. Let's tell a story, right? Surprisingly, everyone loves a good description. I know that they're difficult to write sometimes, especially as an inventory manager where you're trying to get pictures of, 50 bikes today, you got a shipment that just came in, whatever your problem is, you can always come back to it after the fact while you're sitting at your computer, while you're uploading it. Hopefully you've gotten pictures of all these great things that you want to write about it, like maybe some accessories that are on it, but I guess number one about this is, who reads the description? Everybody does. If you write a description, people will read it. It all just depends on how well you write it or what you include in it, right? So try to be first person oriented, talk to the consumer, just like I'm talking to you, right? You want to say, this bike is for you because of this reason, or you should buy this bike because it will do X, Y, and Z, or, some other types of examples like that. Accessories are a huge win, right? If it's a pre-owned vehicle or if it's a pimped out new one that's got a bunch of parts on it, you definitely want to talk about those things. You want to talk about the brands, if it's a good quality brand, rigid lights, fuel wheels, whatever it is, right? You want to talk about that stuff. And the condition of it, right? This thing is, cherry, it's mint, it's perfect, right? The next one is, don't use the description field or the profile field to use a copy and paste paragraph that says, call this number for and ask for this person, or ask for the internet department for internet pricing, or, you know, easy payments, right? That should all be in a disclaimer at the very bottom of whatever page that is. We call a VDP or vehicle detail page. That's disclaimer type stuff. And that should be included in your listing to talk about, you know, does not include tax, title, license fees, whatever, build, prep. But, you know, call and ask for this person should be down there if you're going to include it. Leave the description place just for the description of that one particular vehicle. Okay. Now, the last best practice, number five here, is the positive power of video. Video works. Video works, my friends. Okay. If you've got a smartphone, you are now a content creator for your inventory. Let's do 30 to 60 second walkarounds and let's finish those videos with a why buy. I'm sure you guys have seen that TikTok, Reels, you know, all these different video sharing platforms on social media are just what people expect now. And so if you're not taking the extra step and trying to do as many videos on specific vehicles and including them in that vehicle listing, you're probably losing out to your competitors that are, right? Shoppers are three times more likely to engage with a vehicle listing if it has a video. They sit there and they watch the whole thing. You can narrate it, you can talk about it, or you can just take a little video of it on a turntable or do a little walk around right after your pictures are taken. But videos work. So try to get as many of those as you can. Highlight some great spots on the bike, some close-ups of the accessories or just how clean it is. Do a zoom in of the mileage if it's got low miles, and really just kind of put forth the effort so that we have better engagement on these vehicles. Okay. So what I want to leave everybody with here is that if you were creating dating profiles for all your bikes and you were trying to find them a night out on the town, would your customers swipe left or right on your motorcycles? Easy as that. Take a look at your inventory and you can ask yourself that very same question. Would you take the next step on your inventory? Would you submit a lead on your inventory? Would you chat with somebody at your dealership on your inventory? Would you call your dealership and say, hey, I saw this wonderful listing, I want to know more about it, or set an appointment to come take a look at it? That's something that only you can answer. Thanks, everybody. My name is Jacob, and I will see you on the next one.